and whose currency will be called the qirat. Qirat is one portion of a dirham. It's like how we get rands and you get cents. So like that, the cents portion of the dirham is known as a qirat in that currency, in the currency of Egyptian currency at that time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was actually giving them, he was giving them glad tidings that you will conquer such a land, the currency we use will be called the qirat. وفي رواية ستفتحون مصر وهي أرض يسمى فيها القراط. In another riwayat, the words are a little bit different. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told Sahaba that you will conquer Egypt, and it is such a land that its currency is called قراط. فاستوصوا بأهلها خيرا. But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told Sahaba that I'm imploring you, I'm urging you that be very good with the people of that land. Be very good with the people of the land. فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ ذِمَّةً وَرَحِمًا وَرَحِمًا. For verily we have a covenant with those people and we've got family ties with them. So in other words, out of all the things that Rasulullah SAW could have told him to be good, these were the things he highlighted to Sahaba, that be careful of these things, that you have family ties with them. And what, as we explained, what is meant by family ties? Covenant means that some type of agreement, some type of understanding the two countries have. So be careful of this, that because there's some type of understanding, take care of that. And the other thing, family ties, as we mentioned, was that Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, his mother Hajar, that she was from this land. She was from the land of Egypt. And she was given as a gift to Sarah, who then in turn gave it to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, gave her in turn to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as a gift. So in honor and memory of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, imagine how many generations back he was thinking of, that this was my family. Oh, this is my family from years back. So he made special consideration and told Sahaba that you also bear consideration, you also be careful of this. How much we have to also be careful of our family. Sometimes you ask a person one lineage, two lineage, he doesn't even know who's his cousins. He doesn't know his father's cousins, his brother, his cousins, or sometimes they don't even know close relatives from the grandfather, brothers, sisters. The lineage is lost completely. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is imploring Sahaba that there's our lineage going up to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Our family is there, they are linked to Egypt. So when you are conquering the land, remember that these are your family, treat the people very well. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَإِذَقْتَ حَمُوهَا فَأَحْسِنُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. In another riwayat it comes that when you conquer this land, then we're very, very good to its people. فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ ذِمَّةً وَرَحِمًا وَقَالَ ذِمَّةً وَصِهْرًا. The words change slightly, that we have a covenant with them and we have in-laws, as we say. The sihran means family, the wife's family. That this sihran is the wife's family. Ulama explained how is the wife's family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Maria Qibtiya, who was given to him as a gift, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had Ibrahim alayhi salam, who passed away in infancy, a young child. So taking into consideration the family of Hazrat Maria Qibtiya, which was from the from Egyptian family lineage, so taking this into account, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that be good to them also, in this other riwayat. So this also shows that sometimes a person only worries about his family, he doesn't worry about his wife's family. This hadith is saying that even worry about that family that is connected to you via marriage. Via marriage, be careful and make ri'ayat, be considerate about the family that's also related to you via marriage. Treat them like how you treat your family. The two things will happen. One is you'll get rewarded for this. The other is you'll help also to improve husband and wife relationship. The wife will see that this person is so considerate towards my family. She also, it wins her heart over, that she also wants to be good now towards the husband, because she can see that the husband is so good towards the family of the wife. So this is all coming from the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, lamma nazalat hadhihi al-ayah wa anzina 'ashiratak al-aqrabin, da'a Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Quraishan fajtama'u fa'amma wa khassa. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says that when this ayat was revealed, wa anzir 'ashiratak al-aqrabin, Allah Pak is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, warn your close family ties. Warn your close family. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, inna arsalnaka shahidu wa mubashiru wa nadhira. Allah Pak had sent him as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, and as a warner. You find the person will be perfect in what he does when he has a total balance. He doesn't only give glad tidings like a doctor. A doctor doesn't only tell the patient that you'll be well, things will be okay, don't worry, you'll recover. There is a time when a doctor needs to tell a patient that. When the patient is down, the patient is not well, there is a time when he has to tell. But it's also a time when the doctor has to warn the patient that be careful, if you don't look after your sugar, you're asking for trouble. You don't look after your cholesterol, you don't take your tablets, you don't diet, you're asking for trouble. So a good doctor is one who's got a balance between the both. He knows when to warn the patients and when to be strict with them. And at the same time, he knows when to give glad tidings and be soft with the patients. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah mentions that he had both in them, perfect. He used to warn, he was a warner, and at the same time he would give glad tidings and give hope to Sahaba. So here this ayat is saying that warn your close family, warn them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately he acted, unlike us, that we hear something, we say, okay, Eid day, we'll meet our family, we'll talk to them, or we'll see them and we'll give them salam. But immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam acted upon this. What he did, da'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam Quraysh, he called all the Quraysh. فَاجْتَمَعُوا فَعَمَّ وَخَصَّ Then they gathered, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them generally, and he addressed them specifically. Specifically meaning by name, as we'll see in this hadith. He took each tribe's name under the Quraysh umbrella, all the sub-tribes, he took each tribe's names, and he addressed them. وَقَالَ يَا بَنِي عَبْدِ الشَّمْسِ يَا بَنِي كَعْبِ Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Bani Abdi Shams. The next tribe he addressed was Bani Ka'b ibn Luwayy. أَنْقِذُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ That save yourselves from the fire of Jahannam. In other words, don't continue on this pattern of kufr and of your forefathers of disbelief, idolatry, etc. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. يَا بَنِي مُرَّ ibn Ka'b أَنْقِذُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ He addressed Bani Murra ibn Ka'b. He told that tribe also, أَنْقِذُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ Ulama explain that when a person is talking, and he sometimes, generally, while he's talking generally, he addresses the person specifically. For example, say, Abbas bhai, Dawood bhai, or Dr. Saab. Person addresses within that crowd, then it catches their attention a little bit more, and now they understand that there's something serious being spoken. So while Rasulullah was addressing generally, he addressed each tribe specifically to get that even more attention of them and to warn them even further. Ya Bani Abdi Manaf, أنقذوا أنفسكم من النار وبني عبد مناف save yourself from the fire of Jahannam يا بني هاشم أو the بنو هاشم أنقذوا أنفسكم من النار save yourself from the fire of Jahannam يا بني عبد المطلب أو the tribe of عبد المطلب the children of عبد المطلب أنقذوا أنفسكم من النار save yourselves from the fire of Jahannam then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said يا فاطمة he addressed his own daughter in that gathering addressed his own daughter He said, Ya Fatima, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar. Save yourself also from the fire of Jahannam. Imagine his own daughter. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Fa'inni la amliku lakum min Allahi shay'a. Because I do not have any authority over you. I do not have any authority over you. Ghayra anna lakum rahiman sa'abulluha bi bilaliha. Except that you are my family, so I have to be good towards you. That's all I have over you. In other words, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides for you is what He will grant you. I don't have any more authority over you except that you are my family and I have to be good towards you. Very important lesson we learn from this hadith is no person can be guaranteed any status because of his lineage, his family. His father was such a prominent person. He was an alim, he was a pious person. So automatically he will, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his own daughter that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, I don't have any authority even over you. As my daughter, I don't have any authority over you. How can any one of us be satisfied and guaranteed that we got some connection or some taluk or some sheikh or some pious person or we are related to some pious person or we come from a well-known family so therefore we are guaranteed. There's no guarantee at all. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't guarantee his own daughter, what guarantee have we got? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of make amal and practicing on the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.